Now, when it comes to the world of VFA, VFL football, two names sit high above the rest. Up until this weekend, they are the only players to play 300 games. Big names, Billy Swan, 302 matches, and Fred Cook, the only VFA, VFL players to play 300 games. They will be joined this weekend by Williamstown legend Ben Jolly, who has one to go to get there. He's been good enough to join us on the line this morning. Benny, good morning.
Thanks, Harv.
Mate, 300, you're still going. How are you doing it, man?
I suppose that's the question that I'm probably asking myself most mornings when the alarm goes off. And this weekend has probably solidified the fact that I'm fairly long in the tooth when it comes to a football career. So I'm not exactly too sure, but hopefully there's a couple more that I can eke out this year.
I want to know how the body's going. Lots to talk about with you, but how's the body going?
I must admit, the body's actually holding up pretty well. That's always kind of been my main barometer to continue to play, that I think the moment that starts to kind of fail you, which it kind of has intermittently over the journey, that's probably time to give it away. But at the moment, it's actually holding up pretty well, thanks.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good. So take yourself back to, what was it, 2005, when you played your first game, round one, 2005. You were an Essendon player. You played four games for the Bombers in 06 after being drafted. You know, Matty Knights was around. You were playing for the Bendigo Bombers as part of the team. How much has footy changed in that time?
A lot, considering the fact that the Bendigo Bombers are no longer part of the league.
Yes,
in
true.
Itself, a pretty pretty considerable change and things like that. Obviously, the current state of the competition is as probably radical as it has ever been, now encompassing the entire Eastern Seaboard with 21 teams from those three northern states. We've had rule changes that have been implemented specifically for the VFL and trialled across that time and things like that. So there's been it's almost been in a constant state of flux, the VFL, but pleasingly there's a few things that have kind of remained the same, and there's been some just great clubs who have provided me with the opportunity to play footy for in both Essendon, Williamstown and Port Melbourne.
Yeah, and Willie's obviously been where most of it's done, but did I read a press statement 2018 that you'd retired?
I think whatever the wording was, it may have contained the word retirement, but what that was in relationship to, you might have to go back and check after to get the specifics of it all. I think that was more just a concluding of my time at Williamstown,
right?
At that particular point in time.
Yep.
Not necessarily as my playing career in the VFL, without putting a too fine a point on it.
Yep.
But yes, that was kind of true, I suppose. Here we are 5 years later, and that's yet to come to full fruition.
So Williamstown obviously is the centrepiece of all this, and there was some challenges through that little period for you there, but you're a premiership player, captain, multiple best and fairest. You're a legend of the footy club is what you are. And I think one of the things that I appreciate about your career, and we talk about the AFL players and Buddy's playing 350 tonight, that's in the professional environment where that's their job. You've got a life outside of this, and you've committed still 18 years to this craft. I think it's unbelievably admirable. How have you managed to fit it in and justify it to your family and friends all these years?
Yeah, justify it. That's a good way of describing it, huh? I suppose in a sense, there is that slight ideal of wearing that as a bit of a badge of honour, the whole, you know, theoretically competing with full-time footballers on a weekly basis where you're, toiling away at a 9-to-5, 5 days a week and all those types of things like that. Look, I've always had very understanding bosses throughout my full-time working career, which has been the majority of my VFL playing days, who kind of understood and could see the enjoyment and fulfillment that I got out of playing in the league. So they're always accommodating, with starting and finishing times and all those types of things to allow me to get to training. My family has been unbelievably and ultra supportive, both immediate and acquired. My beautiful wife, Jane, has been there for the majority of that that journey. Unfortunately, it's probably interrupted a few European summer vacations and things like that. But she's managed to go away fairly regularly during the winter months here in Melbourne. And then, of course, there are our two beautiful twin girls, Ada and Lucy, 5 years ago, which posed some more challenges. But once again, we were just able to continue to make it work. Certainly hasn't been easy and a dream run, but I say the understanding from employment point of view, but I've also had very understanding club environments, both at Williamstown and certainly Port Melbourne, when the twins arrived and things like that, offering a fair degree of flexibility to be able to get myself up each week to play games of footy.
Yeah, it takes a village to get someone to throw in the games.
It does.
No doubt about that. So who are you playing this week? What's it look like?
We are playing the Northern Bullets.
Okay, rivals?
Yes. And also nice to have that also against another standalone BFL club who are showing improvements this year, two games, beating the Swans in Coburg, I think, off the top of my head. So, yeah, it'll be nice to just kind of have that real true reflection of VFL footy out there on Saturday afternoon.
Well, you've been an ornament to the game. Absolutely, Benny. You've been a great VFL player. Obviously, to get to this point suggests it's an amazing level of commitment as well as quality. And we wanted to congratulate you and give you a bit of a pump up, mate. It's a huge achievement. Third all-time to get to that number in the VFL. So we think it's great and well acknowledged and duly acknowledged today with us. So appreciate your time this morning. Good luck for the week. Hope you have a ripper on the weekend.
Thanks, Alf. Greatly appreciate it, mate.
Good man. Ben Jolly. Game number 300 in the VFL. This week for him.